If you're craving that perfect touch of creaminess in your coffee, look no further than Coffee Topper's Cold Foam. With five irresistible flavors like Very Vanilla, Melty Mocha, and Marshmallow, you can elevate your coffee experience by adding a deliciously foamy layer to your favorite brew, hot or cold. Each can tops up to 20 cups of coffee. That's great value. Go to coffeetoppersfoam.com, find it at your closest retail location, or have it delivered from Amazon straight to your house. That's coffeetoppersfoam.com. Wendy's has another sweet reason to get out of bed, the new Cinnamon Pull-Apart. It's at Wendy's, satisfying all your sweet morning cravings with all the bakery-inspired flavors you love from Cinnabon, like sweet, warm cinnamon sugar rolled dough, the perfect ooey-gooey texture, and a little dollop of that signature cream cheese frosting. It's all served in a way that's easy to eat and easy to love. Get the best part in every single bite with Cinnabon Pull-Apart. Choose wisely, choose Wendy's, the new Cinnabon Pull-Apart, only at participating U.S. Wendy's.
This episode is brought to you by Lumen, a line of brilliant men's skincare solutions crafted especially for men who want to look and feel their brightest. Do you find yourself staring at those fine lines and dark circles in the mirror? Meet Lumen Skin's Dark Circle Defense Balm, a lightweight gel with caffeine to brighten and smooth skin, and lemon extract to cleanse and rejuvenate, evening out those dark spots. Try Lumen's Dark Circle Defense Balm for free. Visit lumenskin.com/Elvis for your trial. Say goodbye to the fine lines and under-eye bags, and hello to a refreshed you.
Time is running out to save on your Disney summer vacation. It's Danielle, and if you want to score adult tickets at child prices, you need UndercoverTourist.com. They're an authorized seller of Disney tickets to both Walt Disney World and Disneyland. These are the real deal. They link to the official Disney app so you can add on Genie Plus and Lightning Lane upgrades easy. I am so excited for you to save at UndercoverTourist.com. They have a best price guarantee. The magic awaits at UndercoverTourist.com.
Today's daily highlight from Elvis Duran and the Morning Show.
How do you explain why you dream certain things?
Oh, I wish there was a way to explain that. I have no idea.
So last night I had a dream. It was actually a flashback when I was a kid. When I must have used a curse word from my mother, and she dragged me into the bathroom and she washed my mouth out with soap.
Oof.
And I never really understood how effective that was, because I curse like a sailor almost as much as Danielle, but
almost.
Isn't that a weird punishment, washing your kid's mouth with soap?
Yeah, but again, is it effective? Then okay.
No, I mean, it was, for that moment.
Yeah, okay.
I mean, it was gross having soap in my mouth.
Ugh.
Froggy, did your mom ever do that for you? Like wash your mouth out with soap?
My grandma did. I got a switch and a mouthwash out with soap at the same time.
Yeah, I don't know if they know what a switch is. A switch is like they go out to the tree and pull a limb off and beat you with it.
Oh, it's a branch off a tree.
A branch.
Wow.
Exactly. My swing used to be connected to that branch. Now you're hitting my ass with it.
Correct.
No, yeah, it was like a switch. It was so weird. Like, they never did that. I had never had my parents like mess with their landscaping to punish me.
Oh, my grandma did.
But the soap in the mouth thing, I'm like, if my mother, if she was alive right now, I'd be like, well, okay, let's talk this through.
Mm-hmm.
Was my mouth that dirty? You felt that soap was going to cleanse the cursing out of me? I don't understand how this works.
I don't know.
That seems like one of those things people just did because their parents did it.
Yeah.
And their parents did it. Yeah.
But
so they were
I can
do
still
it.
Taste it. To this day, I can still think about it and taste it.
I bet.
Oh, really?
That's how
okay.
I knew it was effective.
I feel like we all have, I remember my mom telling me, because my grandfather was a barber at one point, and he had that leather barber belt that he would take his scissors and he would make sure they were sharp, and he would use that if my mom got out of line. And so that was and she remembers cleaning out the house when he passed away and going, oh, getting rid of that.
Yeah, absolutely.
Goodbye. That belt. That memory's there.
I like this text. My sister got soap put in her mouth so much she started to like the taste and would ask for it for a snack.
What?
Oh, my God.
Her favorite was watermelon soap.
Oh, wow.
Okay. Cool.
Yeah, I don't know. It's just weird. Gandhi, did you have any weird things your mom and dad would do? Would they just lock you in your room? I mean, what would they do when you were a menace like you are today?
I mean, listen, I have Indian parents. They definitely spanked us. Like, they would light us up. I'm not sure to this day that they still wouldn't try. I would just let it happen. But that was our biggest, the way that they would punish us all the time. They said grounding was more torture for them It's like, now you're at home. Oh. What am I going to do with you? Go out.
Right.
Go out with your friends.
Good logic.
Go do your things. Yeah.
You know, we had this conversation several years ago, and some people were saying that their mother would call them into the kitchen, yell at them for whatever, you know, heinous crime they committed, put raw rice on the floor and make them kneel on it, like on their knees.
Yikes!
Isn't that like water torture type stuff?
I don't know. It just it seems it. Yeah, but how much better is soap in your mouth? I mean, let's get real. I don't know. Damn. The weird things they used to, like, my dad would just look at me. That's all I needed.
My dad would lift me up and I'd pee the floor.
Jeez.
Can we recreate that today?
No, thanks. Because it was so big. You know, my dad was 6 foot, you know, whatever. And he was a big dude. So if my mom would like, take, you know what always happened. Dad gets home and then mom's like, do you have any idea what these kids did? And then the poor dad would have to go, okay, I'll take care of it. And then there he would just lift me and I'd pee.
And then if you're from an Italian household and people are texting in, your grandma would take, you know, the spoon out of the sauce and slap it upside your head, and then sauce would like splatter all over the room.
Yep.
Oh, what are you going to do? Anyway, so punishment. I don't know. Do kids get punished anymore? Is that the old man question?
The way people operate, it does not appear to be as though anyone's getting punished or suffering any consequences. But
I saw this girl had to be 12, maybe 11. At the grocery store the other day, she wanted something. The mom said no. She cursed at her mother.
Could you imagine?
I can imagine what happened to me.
Did not even respond. I thought, if that was me, I don't even know what would have happened. Mm-hmm. I really don't even have any idea. Yeah. But it wouldn't have happened at once.
You know what I did once to Spencer? So I tried to be, he was throwing a tantrum in Target when he was a kid. He threw himself on the floor. He's screaming. So I was like, okay, I'm going to do. So I was very calm. They probably had me on security, lifting him up, throwing him over my shoulder, screaming like a lunatic as he's walking out of the door, right? I was very calm. I put him in his seat, buckled him in, and then we closed the door, and I go, what the hell is wrong with you? I started screaming like a lunatic in the car, but I did it in my car once I got in the car so that nobody heard me screaming like a lunatic.
There you go.
Mm-hmm. There you go.
Because people always want to jump in, tell you you're doing something wrong. Right. It's not their kid. But.
Some cultures, my best friend, he was, his mom and dad were from Mexico. His mother would take her shoe off and start hitting him on the head with it.
Oh, I got hit by a stray chancla once because my friend was getting it from her mom. She's Dominican. She took that shoe off and threw it, and it hit me. I was like, come on now.
Oh, the people are texting. Oh, the people are texting. This is so crazy. My mom would sprinkle paprika on my mouth, on my tongue.
Oof.
But a lot of people have said that they ate, you know, they were having their mouths washed out with soap and they liked it. They enjoyed the taste.
What?
See? Not effective. No. The kid's like, yeah, give me the soap.
I will tell you, we had a paddle in our house and it had some sort of like poem written on the side, like a poem about slapping your child's ass with this paddle. I don't know. And I knew where it was. And if ever I was acting up, I know my mom would say, you know where you're going to get the paddle when you get home. But I never got it. Not once.
Sometimes they just had to threaten you with it.
That's it. Mm-hmm. It's like having nuclear warheads. We're threatening. We have them.
Yeah.
We're not going to push the button, but we have them. Let's hope it's always like that, shall we? Mm-hmm. Yeah, but the raw rice thing. Ugh. That just hurts thinking about it, doesn't it?
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. It's like walk on these Legos.
Oh, God.
Terrible. Oh, my gosh. Legos give me nightmares on the floor.
It hurts so much. It is Earth Day, and there are things you can do. Like, stop wasting your leftovers. Stop overusing napkins. When you go to the grocery store, use reusable grocery bags. You know, these are the little things you can do.
Pick up trash. Today's a good day to pick up trash.
Yeah,
if you see some trash, pick it up. Shane is on line 19. Let's see how he was punished as a child. I'm so intrigued. Hello, Shane.
Hi, good morning. How you doing?
I think I'm speaking for everyone. I think we're okay. Are we okay?
Yeah, we're
okay. So, your grandparents, what would they do to you if you cursed?
Oh, my goodness. I would have one grandparent holding me down in the chair and the other one dripping mustard in my mouth because I was cursing or acting up. And literally, it took me 40 years to finally try mustard again. I was so anti-mustard. It was like Danielle with mayo. I was like, no mustard. Don't put it near me.
It's true. I mean, they have no idea what they're doing. I mean, they're ruining your hot dog experience for life, right? I mean, it's like, this is... That'll get him to start cursing.
No hot dogs, pretzels, nothing. No mustard, no honey mustard, nothing.
Oh. So how are you in your mustard today, Shane?
Well, I started cooking and I tried using it with pork and it turned out okay. And then I just did it a few more times and now, I mean, I can't say I'll eat it on its own, but like in a mixture or sauce, I love it
right now. Isn't that weird, though? Something from your childhood still affects you to this day. All right, Shane, I'm with you. You know, my thing is, you know, if I got a little spanking here and there to punish me, I still enjoy it. So I don't know. Spanking's good for me. Is that bad? Everyone's looking at me like I'm okay.
No, thank you,
Shane. Have a nice day. It's mustard season. Let's go to the ball game. What's up, Scary?
Well, I just want to know, is it true that, well, who knows if they've done any surveys or any kind of research as to whether the way that they dealt with, we got dealt with, you know, like, for instance, my mom.
Okay, hold on. What question do you want
to
ask?
Okay, so my mom used to chase me around the dining room table, and I used to be threatened with physical violence. Is that more effective
physical way of, violence? Well, what do you mean? Like a spanking, or she'd
smack,
bash your face
she'd
in?
Smack. She would install the fear of God in me. So my question is that more effective, or is it the putting people in time out, kind of like the new way of doing things?
I don't know. I don't know. You're a parent, Danielle. Let's ask you. What do you think?
I mean, we've never hit our kids. We've always used the timeout, or, you know, put them in their room, or grounded them, or taken away their electronics, and, you know, I mean,
did it work?
It seems like it's worked. I mean, they're pretty. I mean, look, they're not perfect. That's for damn sure. But I feel like they're, you know, they're okay.
They're great kids.
I mean,
they're
awesome.
But the thing is, you know, nowadays, kids threaten you. They're like, oh, you're going to hit us? We're going to call Dyfus. Like, they know right away.
Oh, my God.
I'm not even kidding. You think I'm kidding? I know people's kids who are threatened all the time. If mom hits me, I'm going to call. Yeah. Oh. They know.
Really?
They know it's nowadays, like, you can't get away with things.
It's so weird that little Johnny now has an attorney on speed dial.
I threatened my parents with that once.
Yeah.
Me too.
And they were like, go right ahead.
Right.
Please call them right now and you go live with some strangers. Let me know how that works out.
Exactly.
I was like, they don't
my
care.
Dad called them.
Exactly. Really.
He called them. He's like, you know what? You're right.
I'll dial the phone for you. I'll call him for you.
You tell them what's going on. I'm like, no, never mind.
Do you know what my mother used to do? She used to pack my bag and she used to say, I'm calling the bad girls home. And she used to get on the phone and she used to go, yep, come and get her. She'll be waiting on the porch. And she would make me sit on the porch with my suitcase waiting for the bad girls home. And then they wouldn't come, obviously. And then she'd go, oh, they got busy. They're going to come another day.
Yeah.
I'll give you another chance.
I got a question. Is the bad girls home right down the road from the poor farm? Because I was always told that if I don't stop spending my parents' money as a kid, we're going to have to move to the poor farm. And it's right up the street from the bad girls.
I think it might be right across farm. The way.
I don't know. They're related. They have a adjoining road or something. I don't know. All right. The poor farm. We got to move to the poor farm. Okay, Dad.